these things are real.
Stand back and watch. Can't duplicate it, so just leave it alone.
And according to the stories I've heard, it has a very mysterious and tragic history.
Yeah. This is real life, ain't the entertainment channel. Wasted my life away drinking IPAs with dudes in flannels out of New Brooklyn. Missed the old one, situations they can never handle. I don't plan to brag about my accomplishments, I don't place them on the mantle. Every microphone I clutch a Roman candle. The fan of a rap, no bandanas or glamour. All stamina, drug, bourbon and hammer. Straight up like the Undertaker when he sees his earning stands up. If we don't raise this generation right, then how we expected them all to man up? Save him from the way we break this planet. 90s era taught us knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Feeling like a sham, cause now it's all abandoned. Y'all comparing, shots hit your body, make noise like Bob McFerrin. The barrel flaring, ambulance lights glaring. The parent, you grab the driver, McLaren. The lyric, the mirror, stare at the mirror back, you scaring. This ain't Halloween, I spit dope. Look in the crowd, a lot of fiends. Alive, cause I follow dreams inside. I was trying to be this god, despise, disguise what I gotta be. That's a beast eating properly. Nostradamus living out my prophecy. Me and Primo want a side to see, cause this game's been made a mockery. 2023 BDP, my philosophy.
Stand back and watch. Can't duplicate it, so just leave it alone.
The realness, feel this.
Shit is wicked, 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 wicked.
DJ King Flo.
Yo.
Mixtape Addict.
I'm so over these rap Negroes with their inflated egos. Nigga bleaches dreads and swear to God he Migos. Acting like he's Southern, he was born on the East Coast. Talking like he from Atlanta, never left the West Coast. This how I look when your heroes got zero integrity. Your left leg in jeopardy, the leopard leapt effortlessly. Predatory weaponry, spotted leprosy, so start checking the pedigree. I'm pure-blooded, melanated black tiger. You the Uber driver, I'm strapped, I'm a rider. Earth's a vagina, we all trapped inside her. I joined a suicide squad like Zack Snyder. Like when flies attack spiders. Or using a Dorito for a hand glider. I throw you off the scene on screen. The Wilhelm scream, it's either me and his team getting cream. Pull with 40-year-old niggas with a triple beam. Not on that purple lean, I'm on that trampoline. Money bag, eggplant, I'm a simple mean.
Put the chrome in, put the chrome in. Put the chrome in, put the chrome in metal.
To my life, the right time. Late nights, white lines, daylight, still drinking. Game on, nobody with a lifeline. I'm out here like I'm fine, but living in the confines of my mind. Started in the 1999, to climb like a Sherpa. Shine like the crystal off the Kush, we'd hit the purple to the lungs were hurting. Observe the circular patterns, we traveled out surfing. The world of the fur words, the birth of the man occurring, learning the fact we're not the first of the species that was terminal. Hate will always lurk in the system we create, the making of a murderer. Fucking with Mother Earth, but living on a third of her. And I'm just trying to climb. But I tried to lock my brother for a warrant he had in 95, but it's a mighty fine system that we got when the head of corporations are free to commit the crimes.
Yeah.
I don't do competitions or pageants. I'm all passion, y'all fashion and backstabbers. We're not cut from the same fabric. The game came into my life like a bad habit.
DJ King Flow.
Devant mes rigatoni, eux et moi, c'est un peu comme Bouygues et Liga Mobile. Ça parle mal pour des clopinettes. Tag ma week à Sovitz. Un jour je m'en tape, le lendemain il faut que je pète. Que je foute mes yep dans des putains de choses en peau de bête. Les rappeurs sont des balances face aux
file un ribou. Des maniaques sexuels qui dansent devant un hibou. Je fais autre chose parce que le 11 m'arrange pas. Faudrait que je te fasse kiffer ma prose sous le joug d'un 11-43. Je rêve d'un monde dans lequel les gens butent les violeurs de gosses, qu'on les torture, qu'on les ampute. Ouais, je bats de la force, une girouette qui graille dans toutes les assiettes. Fuck millions de streams, c'est mieux de vendre 10 000 cassettes. Faut que je liave la SACEM et les droits d'auteur. Je compte les gars droits sur les doigts de la main. Il reste que le doigt d'honneur. Je t'envoie des classiques, toi qui fais trop le puriste. De coups de patte dans la boca comme les baseball furies. Où est passé l'éthique, même quand tu dois faire de la monnaie. Laisse pas traîner ton fils, les hyènes vont le faire charbonner. Je rappe pas depuis hier, on m'a dit stop, tu manges pas. Fuck, je me ferai ma vengeance bien froide à la petite cuillère. Mensonge en F1, la vérité c'est prise à terre plein. Moretti défend les pédophiles parce que ça paye bien. Ha! Ici bas les crapules se serrent les coudes. On dit que le frère s'écroule quand il perd ses couilles. Ouais, j'ai eu le génie du crime en DM. Je lui ai dit que je voulais kicker ce beat en réel. Comme d'habitude, rien de précis dans mes thèmes. Comme à l'époque, on est dans les temps dans les temps.
Stressed, penalties, death, pay your last respect. Foulness, the rap wellness. Yo, you wanna jump chess? Son, it's massive stress. The penalties, death, pay your last respect.
Camaro with the T-tops, Ayatollah raps with the Reebok. Carly Simon, bitch, serve me PCP up in the weed spot. Tex Watson, pot smoke, seven heads in the Datsun. Zombie bags, 100 dead Joplins. Work up in the Jetta, Castellano up in the conference. Data conflicts, get your paper right. I run with dusty convicts, merciful fate. I bring the altar when we serve the cosmic. Lysergic entertainment, on the verge of murder famous. Mercenary camel fatigues, looking like Larry Davis. Copenhagen gas, 8 pounds on the arm. I got stalkers, so I keep a full grenade in the palm. Swindle with the Ramirez charm. Chicken palm, deli kings, tragic departments. 3B, looking like Medellin. If rap don't work, I got a building full of ketamine. Syringes from Tel Aviv, cheddar, they bring their whips and try to trade it for 100 sleeves. Lebanese hash on Sutter, to cut your knees, 100 cc's. Put you in the mattress full of amenities.
Found, repeat the foulness. The rap out, found, repeat the foulness. The rap out, wellness. Yo, you wanna jump chess? Son, it's mass, mass, mass. Penalties, death, pay your last respect. Found, repeat the foulness. The rap out, wellness. Yo, you wanna jump chess? Son, it's mass, stress. The penalties, death, pay your last respect. Pay your last respect.
Turn your brain into bruschetta when I pull out the Beretta. Shots ring, where's the loot? Singing like David Archuleta. Knives concealed in the side of my boot. It makes me feel better walking down the street decked out in Italian leather. It's a beautiful day when there's stormy weather. Pendulum is swinging to the ground when I pull the lever. Juggling a cyber stalker's head that was freshly severed. It's looking bleak because your pain is my pleasure. Corner booth at the Green Mill, sipping on a fine swill, gutting krill. Obscene kill, shred mics that ill. Fucking Chris, swing a fucking mace at your shins, leave you bent on a cane like a bitch, Tiny Tim. I will do anything necessary to win. Plan schematics to a heist in a room lit dim. Anvils dropping on your car from a rope too thin. That's all, folks. Cutscenes.
Now the nigga got his own drug. See this shit?
DJ King
Black Maybach, MCM, Gucci seats on the front row. Staples Center, hockey ice with the coke up in the grinder. Halftime, roll the dice, seven out the gate. I won't say it twice. A pack of pistol, nigga, celebrate your life. Dead or alive, you're a number, Jerry Rice. Run it back, quarterback and on the block. Let me demonstrate a pack from the plug. Told niggas, disinfect the fucking man. Disinfect it. Giannis on the Dodge, my initials in the rug. Got a snub, 38, mind your business. Always show some love, stimulate a bullet, then massage it in your brain. Feel the pain from the slug. In abandoned buildings, target practice with the Mac-11. And it stutter, bitch nigga, change the topic, that's the repercussion. Open up a can, holotips, penetrate your vest, and push
hip hop's birthplace, New York, nigga. Youngins bust shots with no conscience. Where every few blocks there's a project with their own clique, gang banging for their respect. Fight one nigga, you a target to 100. Kill somebody, everybody know who done it. To visit certain places, gotta know the ones who run it. It ain't about the blue and red, it's about the green, and if you want it. Seen cuz help blood, both from getting paper. Seen blood help cuz, why? Because the neighbors home gotta be safe. Don't bring that drama around here, no effect on my safe. Gotta make sure that this coast clear. Po-po or no-no, my bro-bros I'll die for. Colorblind, you get out of line to your front door. Last name, my gang was born into this set. Fuck with my blood, it ain't no because. Nigga, I'm promising you pain. My family, my gang, gang, gang. No exhalation, nigga,
Bro-Banya!
DJ King Flow.
We're still glorious, baby. Oh, yeah, magnificent.
Mixtape
Addict. Aguilar the Dawn. Tragedy Gaddafi. What's good? Y'all feel the essence, man. Yeah, that Dawn Bishop Imperial. Might be the most accurate. Yo, yo, the name hold weight when the top's here conversating. Levels to the shit. Got the whole game dominated. Throw it from the gate. Yo, it's no need to complicate it. Go where I'm celebrated, not where I'm tolerated. And if I'm not your favorite, nigga, just do me a favor. Top five, dead or alive. Yo, we ain't here to debate it. Yo, I appreciate it. And so glad that I made it to the legendary status that most niggas have made it. Whether Billboard or you Grammy nominated, they gon' see to it that the boy accommodated. Doing the most, cause these niggas feel obligated. There's no playbook to know how to operate this. Invigorated, hip-hop rejuvenated. Microwave rap-ass niggas oversaturated. I put in work, now I need to be compensated. Setting off the bomb, yo, this shit already detonated. My vision real clear through the Cartiers. Smell of money like Jean Paul Gaultier. Them good gators on, you know I need a more repair. I give thanks to Allah, even without a prayer.
On my way up like NASA rockets, trying to keep profits instead of filling masses' pockets. We pay tax on pay to buy tax goods, then they add on extra tax, it's all backwards. Rich you can afford a point paying, of course. Want money from the most poor's invested in wars. Government contracts awarded to contacts. You siphon funds through a fake business and dodge tax. To say it's economics, it'll trickle down. But fat cats couldn't give a rat's about my little town. Gets me more than a little down. The gap is getting wider, doesn't seem to be a middle ground. They call you communist if you're complaining. How's capitalism better if the system's failing? Poor people have to choose between food, heat and rent, while the world's underrun by a single percent.
Life is full of stress and it wrecks my brain.
It's when the reality hits you. Let achieving nothing, you never succeed or progress.
It's hard. Hard working for the net, the next.
DJ King Flow.
DJ King Flow.
Mixtape
at it. Yo, let me check my watch to see if I got time. Check a sucker MC or a hater on fire. Boy, I'm switching up the flow. You know my QB style. Don't front, had a thug, don't pull that foul. I was raised by lions, Serengeti in the wild. Eat your food, raw meat, savage blood in your mouth. Styling, wowing, shining, grinding. You on the sidelines looking like a herb. Talking shit about a hitter who don't put you out the dirt. Bird, I don't need your boss or your whack ass verse. First, filthy ass niggas always playing in the dirt. I'll be knocking down your doors like an FBI search. Everybody wanna touch the cloth of greatness, even if it means they suck dick on occasion. Everybody friends, fake shit is contagious. See, I come up on my own, don't be asking for favors. See, 10 toes down, I salute to the pavement. I'm my own man, move with authority, patience.
Yo, son, it's only about you keeping a whole band on my team.
I won't knock your hustle, do what you do. Starving for that limelight and leave ya. Don't ever, ever get this shit confused, yeah. We gon' rise and grind, win or lose, yeah. We on time with it, all the time with it.
with your hands side to side one time with it. Imam Thug, King Flow, blow your mind with it. QB to Paris, don't get set up, keep your head up. Don't get wet up, street laws, this is life. Don't get slipped and listen. I don't need 100 goons around me. Just one heart braver than the ones who surround me. Yeah, cataract solutions. The mentality like pollutions. Dirty birds, karma spilling on the curbs, leaking. Peace, Lord, just be careful what you're speaking. News travel faster than the TMZ deacon. Word got around that you can't be trusted. And who would ever think that you would spread like mustard? That everything's a go, Fendi hat, score for more. Elevated, take you straight to that top floor. Faded, new narrative is complicated. And if you fuck with him, then you out of the game, man. Fuck else is new, sucky shit is surround me. So I bought a new clip in the old ass county, haters. I won't knock your hustle, do what you do, yeah. Starving for that limelight and leave your, yeah. Don't ever, ever get this shit confused, yeah. We gon' rise and grind, win or lose, yeah. We on time with it, all the time with it. With your hands side to side one time with it. Imam Thug, King Flow, blow your mind with it. QB to Paris,
Kaiser, from the other side of the pavement, survive now across the street and living amazing. Family doing great and they Asian, half black and the other half is Caucasian. I'm nice with mine, ain't much persuasion, might as well be in Georgia cause noise y'all ain't making. Over here we authentic, you faking, boss baking, like my cake cause it rise. Your goat is Destro, he's a master of disguise, from an ex-G.I. Joe who specializes in making things blow. He believe me from the get-go, like Trump's assassination attempt. Man, that there was nasty fabricated, work. Yo.
Nobody panicked and nobody tried to run, though.
That Carolina boy be bumping through your stereo. All aboard my train. I got plenty flows that drill holes like the Windy City of Chicago.
Come on.
Now I'm starting to see it. Putin and Trump in cohesion. Y'all be fronting systematically, committing treason. Tell me what's the reason. Just to please a heathen. Sprinkle my herbs on them because it's La Casa season. Beautiful lies. I'm from America where the truth they hide to make sure we divide. You see it in their arrogance. Let the liars make their own arrogance. But nah, we ain't having it.
DJ King Flow. Mix say at it.
King on horseback, break the chainmail. Swing a war axe, make it rain hail. Shrouded in clouds, I'm pounding the crowd with thunderous death marches. Fresh carcass, thin in my path, slit in the half, severing the torturer. Carrying the orchestra, burying the fork in your y'all faggots are done. Stabbing the sun with a harpoon, flash in the dark room, you're overexposed. Y'all the cast of a cartoon, I spark boom. Smash the mizzen mast, slash your gizzard fast, crack your clavicle with magical wizard crap. I sent apostles to slam dance with Pentecostals. Sound pound down through the ground, dented fossils. Slash the fabric of the universe, slice through your tunic first. Right around the crotch, now you a eunuch cursed to a life of celibacy. Then I slice your wife's mammary so she can no longer nourish your family. That's the end of you. I don't care if there's 10 of you. Send your crew and tell all your men to bring a friend or two. I bend a few bones like plasticine. Wrap your spleen up in knots. Man in the cannon and start busting shots. The war sniper. Your fake hard rocks like Thor Micah. The new God of Thunder body slam door like a rag doll. And bag y'all time for checkout. Slice from your head to your shoulders and pull your neck out. When the God of Thunder storms into the room. Crap, boom, crap, boom. Come on, come on.
And I said it the first time. And I said it the first time.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
like a Biz Markie song. Is this thing on? I battle Godzilla and diss King Kong, then pull out a handgun that's 6 feet long. Mumble rappers getting paid, what they hitting for? We the best, cut a check, start a bidding war. Redefine per man, we prime time, combine crimes, beats and rhyme lines.
And I said it the first time.
Hang in there like Aaron Hernandez. She got a dope personality if you can get to it. Cause screw it, can't even get near love. She on the train fully immersed in the earbuds. A speed walking, stop it. Steve Hawking, bro paralyzed, so how is he even talking? I don't know, it ain't a JMO game gig, then I don't show.
Yo, then pass the torch, I live a dream like Vanilla Sky. Been vilified and criticized, but still alive. Edible complex for Mother Earth, the sun emerged. King of the underdogs, battle scarred for what it's worth. But what do I know, I'm just a wino. A vicious cycle spotted, I like vitiligo. Michael, I'm out of rival, then not a typo. Hydro smoking 99, defined around the time of my life. It called me 57. Yeah, ain't nothing new, we down with the goat. Yeah, JMO juggling, jugulars going right for they throw. And I throw we down with atmosphere, and the fact is clear, there's no one on a level this elevated. One,
two, three into the four. In the corner of the bar, started peeing on the floor. Break my neck, trying to peep the score. But that's not a TV, that's the pizza warmer. I was with your mom, you should call her soon. Fit your whole universe in my laundry room. Y'all pussy, you probably got a mouse in your mouth. You don't come out of your house.
And I said it the first time.
I talk my shit, I fly this frisbee. Lost in the mix of that Irish whiskey. I just spent a little time in your city, but I hit decline cause I was kinda busy. You could probably find me at the back of the line. I always show up late and I don't even know why. It doesn't matter, I'ma be 20 minutes behind. Don't even ask me about it.
And I said it the first time.
To the second my soul pass on, I'm trying to see in the future like Donnie Darko when it's man with a mask on. If the planet stops spinning, I spit this last song. Inside my vision, unlimited in this rare form. Airborne like a chemtrail, we don't go together like a bucket. The fried chicken and fresh kale. I'm half a train to the track, ride at the left rail. You're half a brain when you rap it inside your pen fail. Men frail, let's sail her. Wait until the sunset on this boat. I stay woke like I stiff the crystal meth rail. Wash it down with Starbucks, tall cup, chalk up, and deadlifty stars. You won't find truth on your Apple Watch. It's possible what I say ain't popular or profitable. Coach the game, Hayden Fox. So pay and braces, cops. Front row for the apocalypse, and we pay to watch. Watch.
DJ King Flow.
What up?
I'm stuck in a cycle where my mind turns to violence. I'm screaming on the mic, but I just want silence. Digging in the crates, searching for guidance. Going through records for the teacher's assignments. Life's been a journey with too many tests. Going out my mind, turned to an ape banging on my chest. I just wanna take it easy, crawl to the grave and give me some rest. Red nose and eyes ablaze, I set the flow when I hit the stage. Y'all hit the blow and see through the rage. I made this show for my freaks with the sage. And any of my clowns with tears down their face. We bringing you back to that classic boom bap. Back to the sound that made you duck down and ask, yo, who was that? Or oh, that was just Chuckles, the clown who gets the last laugh.
Hardcore, it's not a game, it's war. Hardcore, bring the pain to your door. Hardcore, bring the pain. Bring the pain. Say hello to the drug team. Hardcore, it's not a game, it's war. Hardcore, bring the pain to your door. I am the nicest ever.
The pedal to the metal, they revel in the incredible. Another level, the devils will tremble, inevitable. I got ammo like Brando in Apocalypse Now. The prophet is now, dropping Gnostic logic on your crown. Glock shots, 5 rounds, drop upon the ground. Cops not around, they stop following the vow. The time is always now, stop following the crowd. You a sucker MC, just sad-faced clown. $5 boy, I'm a $1 million loss. Still well off, money ain't real to a real boss. You bordering with your time and energy. Arguing while Parliament is talking in your armament, the sergeant. Put a fucking captain in check, slapping the vest, snapping your neck. You rap cast, whack as it get. You nothing but a catfish, snagged in the net. Gasping for breath, I'm Baphomet, clapping your set.
So don't be telling me you reppin' hip-hop. If you ain't never tagged, grab a freestyle on the block. Don't be telling me you reppin' hip-hop. If you ain't never seen a DJ grab and chop, don't be telling me you reppin' hip hop. If you don't know about the brakes to stop, pop, and lock, and don't be telling me you reppin' hip hop. If you ain't do the knowledge, yo, cause you not.
I've been in this shit 2 decades in a buck or two. Spitting sentences, diminishing these other crews. Another news, I don't lose, I don't snooze. A couple years in between it, that love abused. But every loss eventually led me to W's. I don't take no L's now, hellhound shell sound. I've been inspired since K-Solo dropped a Spellbound. Fell down a couple times, never dug the industry. They'd love to see a sucker shine.
Love it.
But the real ones still get pushed aside. Play your position when it's game time. Look alive, look inside, look and took a side. When the chips were down, they ain't got a spot up at my table. I don't sit with clowns.
Never.
Spit rounds at a rapid pace. Had a chat with Jesus, I paper with the acid lays. Hit a stage, smash a face, blast the place with smithereens. Hit another city, it all started from this little dream.
Don't be telling me you rapping hip-hop. If you ain't never tagged, grab a freestyle on the block. Don't be telling me you rapping hip-hop. If you ain't never seen a DJ grab and chop. Don't be telling me you rapping hip-hop. If you don't know about the brakes to stop, pop, and lock. And don't be telling me you rapping hip-hop. If you ain't do the knowledge, yo, cause you not. So don't be telling me you rapping hip-hop.
What's up? How you doing, bro?
Good, good, good.
Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, dope, dope, dope. It's the Mixtape Addict Show. We got Al Gunt in the building, man. Connecting the dots from France to New York once again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, so how you been, man? I know you work a lot. You know, always working on good music.
Yeah, man. I've been good. Just continuing to be productive over here. Got some good things in the chamber.
Okay, dope, man. We're going to talk about that, definitely. But first of all, I have to ask you, man. I have a tradition in Mixtape Addict. I always ask to my guests, who is your all-time favorite DJ? And I think I might have an idea of your answer.
I think the answer is the obvious, probably, you know, Premier. But still, there's plenty of other DJs that I rank up there for sure. Okay. It depends, you know, if it's a turntablist or an actual like a party rocking DJ or a DJ that produces. But Premier will always be my number one.
Yes, sir. So who are the others? Like when it comes to turntablism, or also mixtape DJs too, you know.
Yeah, so I mixtape DJs, you know, I always go off the ones that I grew up on. You know, like when I used to buy the tapes at the stores. You know, the back in the day, DJ Juice, Lazy K. Just the way that they put these tapes together. You know, the old original way back in the day clues. You know, but turntableists. You know, it's for me. You know. Invisible Scratch Pickles, the whole crew, Q-Bert and everybody, and the Executioners for sure, you know, Rock Raider, R.I.P. You know, like those guys. For me, that was just something I could be a fan of, you know, and just sit back and enjoy. And I was just really into it. I used to go to the battles, you know, a lot back in the day when they would just use vinyl and have to beat juggle on by sight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Rest in peace to Rock Raider. And also shout out to Rob Swift, man. This guy's
Rob Swift for sure.
Man. Yep. I think he was one of the first DJs that actually created like a partition, you know, with like musical notes before scratches.
Absolutely. Yeah. It just blew my mind. I think the first time I went to a battle, I had to be about 18 or 19, and it was a DMC like preliminary or something like that. This is the mid-90s.
Nice.
And you know, I grew up as a DJ also, and so I definitely rocked for a long time. And I could cut and I could transform and maybe a little crab crawling. But what these guys were doing was just so like mind-blowing to me. the way that they would just assemble a complete new song out of, you know, taking two records. And still a fan to this day. Actually, and shout out Boogie Blind also. That's my guy.
Yes, sir. Dope DJ too. Yeah, dumb DJs, man, they were very creative. Like, I remember seeing a video. I think it was like Rob Swifty was like scratching shakers, you know, and the other was scratching the drums. And you know what I'm saying, creating a beat with that.
Yeah,
man. And talking about mixtapes and all that, you know the name Mixtape Addict. We got there for a reason, bro.
Yes, sir.
Do you miss the mixtape format?
I do miss the mixtape format because I think that, you know, there's the good and the bad about music being available on Spotify. There's just so much, you know, it bothers me a lot of times when people say that there's no good hip hop music out right now, because that's a fallacy. There's so many dope artists that are out right now especially doing like real, you know, authentic hip hop. It's just a little bit harder to find because it's so saturated and there's no way to, you know, outlets like yours. And there's not many, you know, I think they're a little bit fewer and far between now. So you got to go to these sources in order to find out where the good music is. But a lot of people aren't aware of it. So they just don't find it. And then they just throw their hands up and say, there's no dope music out there. And it's like, what? The mixtape, you know, you would go to the store and you know, you'd have all the, you wait for whatever, whoever, volume 28, volume 29. And like that's how you'd get your music or like discover like what's in the chamber. Like I remember, you know, so many times, I grew up a little bit in upstate New York and there was a store called Record City. And I would just go there every week and be like, what's out? Find a new tape, whoever it was, you know, like I said, like Juice, whoever. And that's, you know, that's how I found out about, you know, Smith and Wesson, you know, every Black Moon, Mobb Deep, when Shook Ones first dropped. And then they might do a remix and do like an acapella over a different record, or like OC or like whoever it was. Like, that's how you discovered it. And the way that it blended together, it was just like one nonstop, just like dope production, unless you had a tape player that didn't turn over or something like that. But
yeah, man, the DJs, they were the first to put the music out. I remember like DJ SNS, he was the first one to put, he got his hands on Illmatic before everybody else, you know.
Yeah, and that to me was like just an, you know, we all drove around or rode around and or walked around and like that's what we listened to.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I think it's I always emphasize in any interview that I do how important the DJ is to hip hop in general. But that's the tastemaker. That's the one that's supposed to be on the ground first and discover things. And I do enjoy to this day, especially in like our genre of music, like that's still how things are getting out there, you know. But it's just through a different format now. It's, you know, it's normally through a show. Yep. Or through a SoundCloud or, you know, whatever the format is.
Mm-hmm. And to you, what makes a great mixtape?
I think it's the flow. Like, to be honest with you, like, obviously the record's got to be dope, but I just love the way that a mixtape flows. You know, like, it just wasn't like, okay, record stop. Like, you're gonna blend the last song into the next song. And then I just thought it was really creative sometimes when they would, like I said, take an acapella of something you wouldn't expect and just throw, you know, because every record had an instrumental and an acapella. So like, I just enjoyed being like, what would that sound like? You know, what would, you know, KRS-One, Rappers Are in Danger sound like over, you know, Blase Blah, you know, or, you know, whatever it was. Like, it was just really creative.
Yeah, man. And can we expect like a L Gump mixtape, kind of like a best of, you know, compilation, something like that, from all the work that you've been doing from like the MySpace days and even before that, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I always just really, you know, paid a homage to the mixtapes, especially earlier on in my career. Like, I was doing, you know, I had some like little lesser known projects called Hungry Volume 1, Hungry Volume 2 that were in mixtape format. And it kind of did that in the beginning of my career, but because that was so long ago, like doing another one would be a really good idea, and really letting it flow like that too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had to choose one continuous project,
for sure. If you had to choose like a legendary mixtape DJ to release that tape we're talking about with all your music, who would you choose, man?
Man, I don't know. Like, I feel like for some reason, I just really liked back in the day. I really liked DJ Juice. I just the flow of his tapes were just, I don't know. They were just different. And Lazy K too, because she could cut her ass off. So like,
yep.
I would probably try to, you know, reach out to one of them and see if that was doable.
Yeah. Do you remember the documentary film called Mixtape Inc.?
No.
You never seen that? I think it was from 2004 or 2005. And then Lazy K was in there, and what shocked me is that she spoke some French in the documentary. I was like, oh, where, get the fuck out of here. She can't speak.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, I think she was born in Spain, something like that, and her family spent some time in France, and she was speaking French. That shit was mad funny.
Yeah, she was incredible. Still yep. is incredible.
Yep, shout out to her. She's still doing mixtapes, too.
Yeah, I've been checking her out still because, she hasn't stopped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And you know, I'm over here in France, man. We're connecting the dots worldwide, bro. So what do you think about the European hip-hop scene?
To be honest with you, I think, and probably a lot of other artists you've talked to have said the same thing. I enjoy it more than probably the U.S. scene, for sure. You know, there's a lot of us here that are still into that kind of genuine boom-bap style of hip-hop. But I feel like in Europe, it still resonates a little bit more. You know, I've had probably in the past 5 to 6 years way more success in Europe than I have in the States. It's a huge area to cover in the U.S. So like for example, when we did the J-Mo Gang tour, I don't know, 2017 or 18 or something like that, the U.S. cities, it's a lot harder to assemble a fan base based on the genre that we're doing, where the Europe spots that I hit, like, I just feel like they're more tuned into like all elements of the hip hop culture. Mm-hmm. Where, like, you know, I'll see legends like rocking in the US, and I'll see these small crowds, you know, 100, 150 people, and I'll see them playing in Europe, and they'll have a packed house of 1,000 people.
Yep. That's what Master Ace and Marco Polo told me. I did an interview with them in Paris, and they told me the same thing. Like, when they go to the U.S., they do sometimes small spots, with like 100 people, and sometimes less than that. And when they come to Europe, yeah, the shit is packed. And what's crazy is that people really show love, even though they don't really understand all the lyrics that they're talking about in their songs, you know? But that's the crazy thing, man.
Yeah, I've seen the same thing with, you know, groups like Onyx. You know, Onyx comes to Europe, like, you know, South America, huge turnouts. And, you know, I'll see them play in the U.S. in smaller rooms. And some people, like, people will tell me in the U.S., like, man, I didn't even know Onyx was still doing their thing. And I'm like, yo, go look them up. These guys have been consistently dropping music for the past, you know, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I played with Smith & Wesson recently in New York. It's like one of the first shows I did in a while upstate. And like, the crowd was decent, but I know that Smith & Wesson's going to come to Europe, and they're going to pull out a big, big audience. And like, I just feel like the fans really respect it there, and they're just very like involved.
Mm-hmm. And what's your best souvenir, you know, from touring overseas?
Oh my God, that's a good question. I got some random stuff from people before. Girl gave me a trumpet once. I don't know. And I don't even play the trumpet. I'll try to play any instrument, but yeah, that happened before. You know, lots of artwork, you know, things that people drew up and stuff like that.
Nope.
But the trumpet one threw me off because it was just like, hey, I want you to have this. This means a lot to me.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Do you still have it in your studio?
It's somewhere. Yeah, it's somewhere around here. Absolutely.
Dope, man, dope. So when's the next time you'll be back overseas, bro?
The only thing I have planned right now, because I have a solo album coming out spring, summer of 25.
Okay.
So it's my first solo album since 2022. So I plan to do some dates, probably late summer, but I do know that I'm coming to France for like 10 dates. We're putting that together now in October of next year as well.
Nice. Okay. That's dope.
Yeah, I just got word. I was chatting with my man Nick from Wax Trade in Lyon, so who was just in New York actually. I just saw him a few days ago. So we're going to be doing a tour. I think mainly in France actually, the second week of October, which will be announced probably in the next few months.
Nice. So you have like 10 dates in France?
I think it's 10 dates. Yeah.
Wow, that's dope. That's real dope.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, we might bounce around the perimeter a little bit, maybe like a spot date in Belgium or, you know,
Switzerland. Yeah, like Switzerland, like Luxembourg, Belgium, all that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's dope. But
there'll be more to be announced probably, you know, within the next few months when this album gets ready to come out.
Okay. And can you tell us more about the upcoming album?
Yeah. So I know a lot of artists say this, but this is probably definitely to me my favorite album I've ever done. Probably means more to me. And I worked with this producer that I discovered him through like a network of producers I knew in the U.S. But he's from Portugal, actually. His name is Martello, and I never heard of him, but he sent me like two or three tracks. This is probably 2 or 3 years ago, and it just blew my mind how dope these records were and how in tune this guy was. And it's just like, it's just raw, but like, just he's a savant, man, like however he did this. So he just kept sending me records on records, and just crazy, like just crazy production. So I did an entire album with him. Right now there's, you know, I started out with 19 tracks. It's down to 15. We'll see, you know, by the time it comes out. And it's definitely, to me, my best work. I got a couple of features. I didn't go too feature heavy. Razkaz is on it, of course, because everything I do, I'll normally rock with Raz, Shabam Sadiq, Wise P.
Nice.
So it's a dope album, but it's completed. It's mixed down and mastered. So we're just gonna put the artwork together, you know, set up a vinyl run, and then I expect to start releasing music off of it like in April.
Okay, dope. So make sure you send those records to me so I can, you know, put them in the mix show, man.
Directly, yeah, yeah. I think the first single might be with Raz too. It's a hard record. I remember playing this. I was with a group of other artists, people I really respect, and we were kind of playing music back and forth in the studio, and finally it was my time to kind of step in, and I played like two or three tracks, and like I've never heard this from like my peers before, where they were like, damn man, I gotta go redo my album, like this shit is crazy. And I was like, that's when you know you got something good. Like I said, when an MC is dope, they make me want to write, they make me want to create, and hearing that from my peers was kind of crazy, and like got me really excited about putting this out.
Dope. And if you could pick like three words to define this album, what could you say?
It's like rebirth, raw, prolific.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
I think the last album I did talked a lot about, I always like to have some kind of like subtle reoccurring theme in an album. I think the last album talked a lot about loss, because there's been a lot of that within the hip hop community. As some, you know, some of us in the community are getting a little bit older, and we've seen a lot. So I talked a lot about loss and having lost a lot of people. And I think this album talks more about like, so what do you do with all that? You know, like you still have a long ways to go. Like where do we go from here?
Yep.
So it's a little bit introspective, but I made sure to keep it pretty raw at the same time. It's a pretty hard hitting album.
All right, so definitely going to pay homage to those that passed away, and that's the crazy thing, because you know, like dude from De La Soul, or you know, even yeah. MF Doom or guys like that, they were still young. I think Elf is a big problem for that generation of MCs, you know, the 50 and plus years old. You see them passing away at like 55, 60 years old. This is crazy, man.
Bro, I talk about this all the time, because one of the things I'm big on, without being preachy about it, is like health and wellness. Because, you know, the first thing is, especially in the States, there's a huge drug epidemic. You know, like fentanyl, opiates, you know, doctors are so quick to prescribe you these pills, and then they get you addicted to other things. And I've had it hit me directly, you know, between my immediate family. I've seen this and people that aren't here anymore, and that's a big problem in the U.S. And then the what we eat is there's just, you're never, I don't know, I feel like we're never really taught how to eat correctly, and there's a lot of like preservatives in food. So I'm seeing a lot of these guys, as you get older, like your body's not able to maintain that stuff, and then you start mixing in like drugs and alcohol, it's like a ticking time bomb for a lot of people.
Yep.
And you just find out one day that like you know, some MC, a DJ in their early 50s, you know, was here one day and then they're gone. They didn't wake up.
Yeah, man. It's important, you know, to take care of your health, you know, exercise the most that you can. I know it's easy to say, but, you know.
Yeah, man, you got to do it. And that's something that's really important to me. Like every day I get up and I'm like, I got to move in some way, shape or form, whether yep. it's go for a run, you know, go lift weights or something like that. But even even more importantly is that in a lot of lower income neighborhoods, especially in major cities, you know, they're strategic about this, man. They put fast food restaurants in the hood. You know, there's not a lot of healthy food in like lower income neighborhoods.
Yep.
So when you grow up in this even in the suburbs, so when you grow up in this environment, that's all you're surrounded around. So all you know is to eat, you know, Burger King or McDonald's 5-6 days a week, or a lot of food with preservatives and you know, just garbage in it. And that really adds on to everything else that's going on. So it's something I talk to other people about this all the time. Like, you know, even like I see people like Shabam, you know, he's always promoting working out or, Spit Gems or, you know, like all these guys. And I'm like, yo, there needs to be more of this. Like, you know, without being preachy about it, how important, like, you know, your health is. Like, that doesn't mean you have to live this like clean, you know, drink, 10 liters of water every day. But you got to be mindful of it, you know?
Yep. Shout out to Shabam Sadiq. He's a great example, man, of, you know, showing people what to do. Because, you know, Shabam is, I think he's not too far from 50. And, you know, I see him on Instagram working out and all that. And makes me feel
good. He's motivational. He's on the album as well. Shout out to Shabam. That's my guy right there. But, yeah, like, this is important. I see a lot of people starting to change the way they're thinking about it. So I'm happy about that, because we can't keep losing people for no reason. Like, you know, some people I understand they had a, you know, there's cancer and there's pre-existing conditions, but some of these artists, like, you know, it was preventable, and it just makes me really sad, because I looked up to these guys, and, you know, we should have them here right now.
Yeah, man. But like you say, like the drug problem in America is crazy. Like, back in June, I was in Seattle. I was booked for a few shows with a group called Black Stacks, and they showed me around the city. And yo, this shit is wild out here, man. I don't know if you've seen it out there on the West Coast, Seattle.
Yeah, man.
Wow, crazy.
The opiate epidemic is crazy, and now they have this fentanyl that, like, you know, a little tiny bit can kill you, and they keep putting it in all these drugs. You know, that whoever's distributing it, and like, people aren't waking up, man. And I know dozens of people that have died, dozens at this point.
That's crazy.
And people that were really close to me, you know, my cousin and really good friends of mine, and a lot of times you don't even know somebody has a problem.
Yeah, because they're ashamed to talk about it, you know.
Yeah, and it just it's really bad, and. You know, I blame it on the pharmaceutical industry. It created this problem with Oxycontin and all these drugs in the early 2000s. They were like, oh, you got a sprained ankle? Take this pain pill. It's not addictive, and then you can't get it anymore. So what's your next step? Buying the heroin and buying the, you know, mm-hmm. getting pills on the black market and stuff. So yeah, it's crazy, man. And I feel bad for the people that are addicted too, because, you know, it's a disease, man. It's not, you know, it's, but I talk about that a lot too on these projects as well. So, you know, I just hope everybody can do better and do their best at this point.
Yep, for sure. And it's because of, you know, thanks of guys like you, you know, talking about those subjects in their music. Maybe it's going to make some people think and maybe change their behavior.
Yeah, man. And I think especially in this culture, you know, it was always looked down upon for, like, men especially, to talk about things, you know, like, you know, we dudes are always expected to, like, you know, you push all your feelings down, don't talk about nothing, man, you know. And I'm like, yo, man, that is a ticking time bomb. That's why a lot of bad things happen. And I talk to a lot of people about this, and artists. I'm like, yo, like, we got to make it healthy for, like, people to actually have conversations. You know what I'm saying? Like, the older generation especially, like, they never talked about anything, like how they're feeling, depression, anxiety. And they just, you know, because you're like, hey, you're a man. You're not supposed to. You're just supposed to be, like, you know, strong. And And all these dudes just end up pushing it all down. And then, like, all these bad things happen. That's, you know, they become addicts or, you know, alcoholics or destructive and all this nonsense. So I was like, yo, normalize people talking about shit. This doesn't mean, you know, you got to, you know, sit in a circle with a drum and hold a hold a talking stick. But, like, you got to normalize people talking about things, man. Like, that's how dialogue is how things and actually talking about, like, feelings and emotions is how things get solved, man.
Exactly.
And that's the hardest thing you could actually do.
Yep. That's how you get the progress, you know, in your life. And talk about mental health, all that, you know, it's important, and not to be ashamed of it, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm a big proponent of that. I'm like, yo, that's the smartest, and, like, you know, if you want to talk about being manly or something, that's the manliest thing you can do is normalize that and talk about it.
Of course, man, of course. We're going to talk about some, you know, more positive thing, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, you know, let's take it back to the music.
Take it down a dark hole. Drugs and despair.
It's important to talk about it, too, you know.
Absolutely.
Yep. So how did that relationship with Razzcast came about? Because you guys have been working together for a long time.
Yeah, man. You know, it's funny. Like, in the beginning, there was two ways that I kind of met him. In the beginning, he had a manager in New York. Dope manager that, man, she had a lot of big heavyweights under her belt. And I knew her brother. This is going back to like 2006 or 7 or something like that. So one day I went to meet him at this bar that his family had owned in the city. And Raz was sitting at the bar. And nobody else was in this bar. It was like an old bar, like in the middle of Manhattan. And I was like, damn, Razzcast is here. And I just always really looked up to Raz, you know, like, I just, you know, Resassination and, you know, Nature of the Threat and Soul on Ice. So I just remember on Resassination, he had a line in there, and I told him this and he laughed way later on. He had a line about drinking a drink called an orange chicken. And he was like, orange chicken, that's Hennessy and orange juice that we sipping. So I was young, man. I was in like my early 20s or mid 20s. I tried to impress him, and I walked up to the bar, and Raz is sitting like maybe like 5 feet away. And I'm like, I said to the bartender, I'm like, can I get an orange chicken? And the bartender's like, what the hell is an orange chicken? And then like and Raz kind of looked over at me like, what, this guy just ordered? Like, this guy knows who I am, man. And then we said what's up, and we like chatted a little bit, and I told him how much I respected him. And then I hadn't seen him for a few more years. And then in about 2012, we kind of worked with the same man, a different manager. And he was like, yeah, Raz is going to be kind of coming on board, and he's one of my artists. So I met him again, and he was doing a show with Copyright. And when this Shabam was throwing this show in like a basement in Manhattan, real raw, Shabam would do these dope events called It's Alive. And so I started talking to him then, and then we became pretty cool. And then we got the manager put me and Raz. He goes, hey, do you want to like open up for Raz? We're going to do like a little tour in like actually starting in Seattle.
Okay.
He goes, Raz also needs someone to, you know, Raz didn't need anything, but he's, you know, he's like, you know, I want you to come on stage with Raz and kind of hype him up, be his hype man a little bit. And I was like, absolutely. What do you, Razzcast? Like, I'd love to. So like, it's funny because through my career, there's a lot of people that I asked to like in the beginning to be like a hype man. And a lot of artists thought they were too good to be a hype man. And I'm like, hype man's your way in, man. And then there's people that have made a career off being a hype man. You know, Split Stars, like amazing, you know, Flavor Flav.
Yeah.
But a lot of people like would say no to me back in the day. They're like, I'm not being, you know. And I'm like, yo, this is a team. Like, if you're the guy up, like, I want to do everything I can to support that. And again, Raz doesn't need nothing. But he was nice enough to be like, yo, you can come on stage with me and rock. So I did a tour with him for like 3 weeks, and then that's when we became really close, man. I'm like, you know, we had some crazy adventures, and then we became super tight. So yeah, that's one of my like you know closest friends in the hip hop community, man. Raz is such a good human. Raz is one of those artists too that like we would do shows, and Raz would be one of the last people there sometimes, talking to fans, signing things. I remember the the janitor would be sweeping the floor and Raz would still be there talking to a fan. Mm-hmm. I went to a hotel room one time in Montana. It was 6 a.m. and Raz had 3 fans in his hotel room, like, you know, just they just wanted to hear stories from him. Like, he always takes time for, like, for his fan base. And I just really respected that, you know. I just thought it was like a dope way to go about it. And he's intelligent, smart dude. So we became cool after that. And I'm very, you know, blessed to have someone that I can call on to do a record. And he's always there for me. And right back. Like, sometimes he hits me up, hey, I got a record. He'll go to top of my priority list.
Nice. He's a great human being, man. Even, like, he looked out for me, like, I think it was something like maybe 10 years ago. He got me my first placement as a producer.
Wow.
And it was really big, because not only Raskaz, he did a track with Torre, OC, and Raskaz on the same shit. On my beat.
That's huge, man.
Yeah, man. Like, that was my first placement ever. So I'll always be thankful and, you know, always respect Raskaz for that, man, the OG.
Yeah, he's an OG, man. He's a great human. So shout out to Razzy.
Yep. And do you have any advice, man, for the young upcoming MCs out there?
Yeah, you know, I just tell people, especially the young MCs, not young MC, but the young MC, go out of your comfort zone. Like, there's a lot of times that and I'm not talking about you musically, stay in whatever lane you want to go into, but, like, you know, if it makes you nervous, do it. You know, like, I remember to this day, I was reading this book and they said that there was a famous actor, Peter Fonda, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And he said, still, when he goes on stage at 70 something years old, he still, like, gets so nervous, he almost throws up. But that means it still excites him. He still, you know, he still loves it. Mm-hmm. And if you're not doing something and you're just staying in one lane for so long and you're not trying to, like, build your audience or do something that excites you, then what are you doing it for?
Yep.
Play for a different crowd or you know, make a record with another artist. Like, just go a little bit out of your comfort zone, because it's gonna make things exciting for you. It's gonna motivate you as well.
For sure, because you never know what's gonna come next. You know, maybe
absolutely. And that doesn't mean, like, you know, you got to do something degrading. But like, you sometimes you don't have to say no every time. And there's a lot of times I said, like, I'd say no to whack records, and every artist should say no to whack records. You know, every time there was a different movement in hip hop, somebody told me I should do that kind of music, and I was like, nah, man. And that's the reason I'm still here, because I didn't do that. And there's not an old catalog of me doing, you know, whack, you know, crunk records and all the trap and all this nonsense. But going out of your comfort zone and, like, trying something you didn't try before, like getting on a different stage or maybe selling your merch a different way, or, you know, reaching out to your audience a different way, get out of your comfort zone.
Yep. And what's your favorite way to reach out to your fans and, you know, talk to them and all that?
I feel like, for me, it's been Instagram for a while at this point. I feel like that's my best, like TikTok. I'll post some things every once in a while, but I feel like that's the best way for me to do things. And you know, my communication with most fans is through the stage. You know, like I love performing, so they find out and they come to a show, like, they're gonna see exactly what they wanted to see. Like, I'm not gonna dial it in and just mope around the stage and just kick raps while staring at the floor, but through, like, any kind of, like, mobile communication, or, like, definitely I talk to most fans through Instagram.
All right. So everybody listening, make sure you go follow the homie El Gaunt on Instagram. Check out the new music and be on the lookout for the new album that's coming out real soon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Do you have any last words, man, for your fans across the globe?
Yeah, I just appreciate everybody, man. And I'm blessed to have been doing this for, man, it's got to be 25 years now, which sounds crazy to say, but thank you. New album coming out. Current project out now called Schemes with my man Scheist. Just go to wherever you listen to stuff and peep it out, and hit me up on Instagram at El Gaunt.
All right, man. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Shice, too. I played some of those bangers in the show.
Yeah, I saw that. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
You're welcome, bro. Thanks for your time, my man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Peace. Take care, bro. Peace.